Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric is in Bradenton, FLA. Eric is on the Fan right now, on the Fan Morning Show. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Colin. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Eric. Out of breath again. This guy's hustling all over the place. You find out why Cabrian Hayes has me blocked on Twitter?
Have not yet. Have not.
All right, I'm sure it's first on your list. What you did find out is that Lonnie Chisenhall is seemingly excited to be a Pirate. Is he approaching this like he has a finite number of at-bats until Gregory Polanco is healthy, or is Lonnie Chisenhall looking at this like, I could seize a spot for a while?
No, I'll tell you, Colin, you know what Lonnie Chisenhall is looking at this? He wants to just stay healthy himself. After all the issues he has had with the Cavs the last two seasons, I mean, only 28 games, I think, last season, he's not even looking beyond next week. He is just taking it, hate to say it, but one day at a time, because this guy, he just wants to stay healthy. And then he said, it's as simple as if I'm healthy, then I know I can do the job.
Eric, Rookie Davis kind of was somewhat quietly picked up by the Pirates last week, and we haven't talked about him yet. How does he fit into their plans? Is it just sort of a depth starter down at Indy? I imagine that's where he'll start.
I would think so. And he did say yesterday when we talked to him in a very interesting interview, shall I say, that he has been promised that he will be a starter, that they're not going to work him out of the bullpen. I know the Reds at times had considered maybe moving him even into a back end of the bullpen type position. But he said the Pirates assured him he'll be a starter. I would imagine he will begin the season at Indy, barring any complications, and he will be one of those guys under consideration if he pitches well enough that if they do need another starter at some point this season, he'll be among the first they would consider.
Explain the use of the adjective interesting in that interview, Eric.
Big guy, very big guy. Kind of intimidating when you look at him, and I can remember when he pitched against the Pirates a couple times. He's got that scowl out on the mound, but he's very easygoing and self-deprecating, and just he's a smart kid. He really is. He's got some intelligence, and he was trying to explain to us how he combines the modern data-driven analytics in his pitching with just good old-fashioned, let's get out on the mound, and I'm the better guy than you are. And then, of course, he relayed his story about having to be called rookie his entire life. And his dad drove down with him in his truck from North Carolina. His dad has come to every spring training since he signed with the Reds as an 18-year-old. And he's the type of guy that if he ends up with the Pirates at some point this season and things are going well, I think he would be a very good guy to go to in the clubhouse.
I want to say, I think he's from that part of North Carolina down by Wilmington that got just devastated by those storms, by the way.
I believe where he was born is called Sneed's Ferry, something along those lines. So I think that is over near the coast.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, East Carolina. We've got games starting this weekend, Eric. First one will be 1 o'clock tomorrow in Clearwater against the Phillies. You can hear it right here on 93.7 The Fan. What do we think about the way things stack up pitching-wise, lineup-wise for these first couple of games? Who do we expect to see get starts and get used the first couple of days?
I wish I could give you something definitive. I went to the clubhouse before I talked with you guys to see if anything was posted yet. Nothing's been posted. Quint said yesterday, we'll know today. He did indicate a while back that he's going to bring some of his veteran players along very slowly. So I don't know, but I've got a ton of photos of all these obscure pitchers that I hope he picks a couple of them so I can put them up on the web or on Twitter.
Good work, Eric.
Is it to the point where guys, have they given you that whole spring training line? Well, don't really judge the games, especially early on, because I'll be working on stuff, particularly breaking stuff that I won't work in all that much.
Yeah, some of the pitchers have said that. And again, it kind of depends on who you talk to. If you're talking to the veteran guys, Archer and Tyone, those guys, they know what their purpose is here, and they just want to just tune up. But then you've got so many pitchers in battles for very few spots, honestly. And these guys know that they can't afford a clunker, even if it's the first time out. They need to make good first impressions.
Can you tell me, because I know that your ears perk up and you listen, you're a very perceptive reporter, so you're not just listening or talking to the subject that is right in front of you. What has been the scuttlebutt from the fans around that are getting autographs and things? Is it same old, or the numbers smaller? Are people complaining? Are people excited? What is the barometer of the fan base?
There's been some general enthusiasm here, but your favorite subject, Colin, it's hard to tell because of the presence of Garth Brooks. Because a lot of people have come out here, I think, solely with the intention of getting a photo with him or getting his autograph. And I don't see as much people just dressed in Pirates garb as maybe you would expect. But, you know, the players who sign afterwards, there's long lines, and the players have been very patient with the fans. But I'm just not sure that there's a real, what I would call, buzz for baseball here.
Eric Hagman with us from Pirate City down in Brainerd. Actually, are you over at Lecom, the McKechnie Clubhouse, at this point, Eric?
No, we are still here. It's moving day. It's going to be a real brief workout this morning. We'll talk to Clint. They've got a golf tournament set up for 1 o'clock, and the players then move all their stuff over to Lecom. But, yeah, last day that we are here at Pirate City.
I want to go back to something Bob Nutting said in his meeting with the print media, and it just jumped out to me. It's actually baseball-related rather than money or finances-related. He said, with hitting, we're taking a radically different approach. I know we focus sometimes too much on hitting coaches and what they do and what they can mean for a team's offense, but would you say it's a radically different approach they're taking at the plate this year as compared to when Branson was the hitting coach?
I don't get that, Chris. I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think that, yeah, that Branson was anti-launch angle, that sort of thing. Eckstein has been very low-key in what he wants to see from these guys. And, you know, it, as the new guy on the staff, it could be, you know, in part because of that. But, no, I don't really detect that from the players. Colin mentioned Lonnie Chisenhall. I asked him about his impression of the new hitting coach. I mean, the fact that he wasn't under Brooks, but you know, just if he had any early impressions, he said, well, not really. He said, I'm getting to know him. He said, but the truth is, if I get to know him too well, it means I'm probably not going very well at the plate.
Interesting. Anti-launch angle. So you can be saddled with the moniker anti-launch angle. Yeah, I guess. I think Eric's phone cut out, so that's that. Good stuff from him, though. Anti-launch angle.
Final day at Pirate City in the
As long as they're not anti-launch angle over at Cape Canaveral, I think we're in good shape.
Or North Korea. Maybe they should be anti-launch angle.
There's Jim. Jim bringing that heavy dose of reality into
He's
it.
Spending
in
too much time over at the AM, Jim.
New
hitting coach,
Kim Jong-un. I knew it. What's been
Tell
going
me about this summit in
Wait
Vietnam,
a minute,
Jim. Come on.
What's been going on with your guy, Kim Jong-un? You've been keeping tabs on him?
Thanks
to Eric, by the way, if he calls back. His phone cut out, but thanks to him if he calls back.
And a great job the last couple of weeks.
I understand Kim is he's a really good guy.
Uh-huh.
And that's what
Who
I see.
That,
that's
Rodman?
What I read. That's what I read on Twitter.
Dennis Rodman told you that?
No, there's some other people too.
Okay. But you want him to be anti-launch angle.
Yes, I'd feel a lot safer.
If he pointed it right back at himself.
Pretty much.
Right in hit some ground balls.
Some comebackers, if you will. Oh my gosh, Jim, it's always great to talk to you.
Do you think they monitor us in North Korea?
If they do, you better step away from me. Please walk over there.
Kim Jong-un have the radio.com app.
What if you went out in the hallway and it was just a what if it just in 10 minutes from now a bunch of North Korean cars, those little flags on the hood pulled up?
That would mean we've reestablished.
We're here to see Mr. Colony.
I guess we've reestablished diplomatic relations with no one's knowledge.
If they pull up in this building and they pull up real hard, point right at Greg McAtee and say, that's Colony.
I could go for that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.